It's the Dave Graham Show on WDEV.
And we are back, continuing into the second half hour of our program, I should say, this morning. And my next guest is Katie Leffel. She's with Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice, the maternal child health program there. And Katie was going to join me in the studio this morning, and I believe she's on the phone, stuck in traffic on the way into Waterbury. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. I think I should have listened to DEV before I got in the car this morning.
You mean you didn't listen to DEV?
I should have listened to the traffic report.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the we are trying to update people as we always do, and so it is a good thing if you want to know what the traffic's doing out there to listen to WDEV every morning. And it's a great source of information for people about what's going on out there on the roads and just around the community of Vermont in general. And one of the things that's been going on around the community of Vermont in general is that Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice is observing this month, has been, and I'm glad we got to this before the month ran out. It's almost over. Breastfeeding Awareness Month. Is that right?
Yeah, August is National Breastfeeding Awareness Month. We've had a couple of different ways that we've been advertising it. And there was the big latch on that the Department of Health organizes in Montpelier a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Really fun. Yeah.
Tell me about that. What was the big latch on?
The big latch on is just a breastfeeding awareness event that a bunch of families meet on the state house lawn, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, they all latch their babies on and breastfeed at the same time. And then there's a little bit of a sort of mini parade down on State Street with a banner that celebrates breastfeeding. It's really fun. We had a really good crowd this year. I think there was about 60 people there this year, which is awesome. It was really fun.
Wow, that is quite a good turnout, it sounds like. And So congratulations on that. I got a note from Emily McKenna of CVHHNH a few days ago, or last week, I think it was, talking about Breastfeeding Awareness Month. And any particular reason, August, or did it just seem like there weren't a lot of other awareness months going on in the summertime here?
Yeah, I don't know why August. I mean, I know July and August are big birth months. We have a lot of babies born in these months, so Maybe that's why they chose it. I'm not quite sure.
I see. Okay. And the let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, I've heard, I'm far from an expert on this stuff, but I have heard over the years in many, many different instances and venues and so on, that breastfeeding is a good idea to get a child off to a healthy start in life. And why, talk to us about a little bit about that. Why is it superior to bottle feeding and so on, and what are the benefits here?
Well, I think luckily, and the medical offices and the Department of Health and a lot of different organizations have done a great job of promoting the benefits of breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. I never like to say it's better than bottle feeding, in the sense that I don't want moms who are unable to breastfeed for some reason or choose not to breastfeed to feel bad about that decision. But there are a lot of unique benefits to breast milk. And there's a lot of unique benefits to the mother as well. So some things, even breastfeeding one time or even just trying one time, can actually change the structure of your breast, so you're less likely to get breast cancer later in life. Things like that. There's some really unique benefits for mother, and then unique benefits for baby, such as the immune system is basically transferred from the mother to the baby through the early breast milk, and that's an amazing thing that formula is not able to copy. There's a lot of also things like a slight laxative property to breast milk, so it helps little babies poop, and like lots of different reasons that breast milk can be beneficial. And I think the conception that I would like to see changed around breastfeeding too is, and bottle feeding with formula, is it's not all or nothing. So there's benefits to breastfeeding even if you just do it for a few weeks early on, or even if you do a combination with bottle feeding and formula. There is benefit to the child getting any amount of breast milk. So just to kind of support moms in any kind of effort that they can make towards that, and as far as they could get with breastfeeding, is a huge accomplishment for every mother.
And so it is not like an on and off light switch kind of situation here. You can actually do it to some extent, and the degree can vary, and that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I work with a lot of women that do both, and their babies are happy and successful and, yep. and are healthy as well. So that I just really want to support mothers and support the early newborn period and less focus on whether you're a successful breastfeeder or not and more just supporting moms. And I think the thing that's really been a huge growth with breastfeeding is that our rates of initiating breastfeeding in Vermont are really high. So we are in the mid-90s for starting breastfeeding in the hospital generally. Mm-hmm. Very successful public health campaign around that, and it's been wonderful. However, by the three-month mark, the breastfeeding rates are down to the mid-40s. Wow. And that's yeah. a huge drop. And I think that that drop really happens early on. But in the first few weeks, what I would love to see, we've done a great job of promoting breastfeeding and making women understand why it's important and supporting women to start breastfeeding. I would like to see the same kind of public health campaign around supporting women when they get home from the hospital. So those first few days, I really think are important around breastfeeding. So supporting moms within day one or two of getting home, having a home health visit or another lactation specialist come to your home and make sure things are going well, because it's really those early days where things can drop off or formulas introduced really early on, because it can be very hard in the first few days when you get home. And you're not really expecting that. You think everything went well in the hospital, it's going to be just fine when you get home. And that is an area I would really like to see a visit for every mom on day one or two of getting home. I just feel like it's what's best for the family to have that support. And it's a real area of growth as far as awareness of that, the importance of that early breastfeeding experience and setting the tone for your entire breastfeeding experience happens in that first week. So I really, really would encourage mothers to seek out support right when they get home and to, or to accept the referral from the hospital around home health or private lactation, because it's really, really important to get that support early on.
That's interesting that there is this transition that you know, from the hospital to the home. Typically, the new mom stays in the hospital for what, just a day or so, or how long what's average?
It's usually 2 days for if nothing went wrong and it was a vaginal birth, and then 3 days if there's a C-section, and maybe a few extra days if something else is happening that they need to keep an eye on the mom and baby. But yeah. Generally, a majority of moms go home at the two-day mark.
And so while the mom is in the hospital, there are a lot of folks around, nurses and others, who can kind of encourage breastfeeding and talk mm-hmm. to them, coach a mom through the first experiences with that and so on and so forth. And that's got to be a big help. And I gather that when a lot of women get home from the hospital, that support isn't there. And so they just, is it because it's the easiest course? Or actually, talk to me about what some of the challenges are. What women tell you about, I mean, let's say they had the baby on Tuesday, they're home by Thursday. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's time to feed the baby on Thursday afternoon. And the new mom says, "Boy, I'd like to breastfeed my child, but fill in the blank after the but."
So I can tell you. So I've had, you know, quite a few years now of supporting women when they get home, and there's some very distinct things that happen. The first and major one is that your milk doesn't fully come in until day three or four, typically. Mm-hmm. So what will happen is, you're nursing the baby, things seem like they're going well, and you're just feeding them the colostrum, which is the early milk. And then you get home, and all of a sudden your milk comes in, and any woman who has had this happen, I'm sure there's many women around here nodding right now as I'm saying this, it's a big surprise, because it comes in, it's overwhelming, it can be painful, and then the baby has trouble latching, and all that. So it's kind of like the day you get home is the day when a lot of problems suddenly blow up. And then you thinking, is something wrong? The baby seems unhappy. I'm uncomfortable. Should I be pumping? Should I not be pumping? There's all these different questions. There's so many options. But I think that day one or two when you get home is really different than the experience you have in the hospital. And that can throw women off. The other thing, too, is that babies wake up a little bit more. So there's kind of sleepy newborns, brand new newborns in the hospital are kind of a more sleepy creature. They get home. Suddenly they're crying a little more, they're a little more alert, they're a little more awake, breastfeeding becomes a little more difficult, they're moving their arms and legs a little more, you know, you're just having a lot of trouble there too. Plus moms sometimes have had a C-section or some other kind of health issue which can make breastfeeding a little more difficult. So those are some of the typical things. The other big one I see is more about mom, but it's an emotional time. A couple days out when your milk comes in, your estrogen levels drop and some other things happen naturally, where you have a very emotional experience. Day two, three, four of your postpartum experience can be a big emotional shift, a big hormonal shift. Mm-hmm. And so moms feel overwhelmed. They think, I can't do this. This is too much. And I think it's, you know, there's a wealth of evidence that shows that women that have early lactation support and regular lactation support do much better for the entire breastfeeding experience. And, you know, we work with moms around that early experience. And we also can help them, you know, with things that can come up like plugged ducts or mastitis, or sometimes babies will decide, you know, they're going to take a nursing strike. That's a real thing. So babies will decide that they're going to, you know, stop nursing or, you know, be a little less of a eager nurser. And, you know, so things like that, or helping women go back to work. That's another big thing. We many women have to go back to work at the 6 week or 3 month mark.
Well, I want to focus for a bit more on that, on the first few days, because it sounds like you're really focused on that to some extent anyway, and thinking that one of the most important things you could accomplish would be to see that every new mom get some lactation support in those early days first home from the hospital. And I wanted to ask, what think about the births in your service area in Central Vermont. And what percentage of them do the new moms get a visit from some kind of a lactation support person in those first few days?
I mean, I don't know that I can totally accurately estimate that. That's a because there's private lactation support as well as the home health support, as
right.
well as outpatient at the hospital. So between those three things, we don't really have any good data around that. I would say, I mean, I would just, maybe a rough estimate would probably be somewhere around half of women get referrals, I would say. Maybe a few more than that. It depends. The other complicating factor is I think that Central Vermont Hospital does a really good job of doing referrals. They're very supportive of their moms going home.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bigger sending hospitals, UVM, MC, and some of the outlying hospitals just are less familiar with our services, and so that can sometimes be a problem too, because a lot of our Waterbury moms and our Montpelier moms and our moms in the Valley might go towards Chittenden County because it's a little closer for them sometimes.
Yeah.
Or they work up there, you know, that kind of thing. And so when they get discharged, that's another barrier to the hospital knowing the services and referring out. That's why I just encourage moms, you know, call home health, call the Department of Health, your WIC person. If you're on WIC, they'll know the supports in the area. You know, there's private lactation. You can call the Central Vermont Hospital. The birth floor has an outpatient lactation program. So just do a little research and reach out. I think prenatal education is another big area for growth. So doing some lactation classes, some breastfeeding education while you're pregnant, what to expect, what's normal. I think what happens to a lot of women when they get home is that what's happening to them is normal, but they don't feel like it's normal, and they don't know that it's normal, and it makes them really worried and panicked, and they're thinking something's wrong, when really it's just the normal, what's supposed to happen. And so I think prenatal education is another big area. So prenatal education, and then a home visit within those first few days. Or, you know, if you've developed a really good relationship, I know we have wonderful lactation specialists at the hospital here. And, you know, if you've met one of them and you feel like you've got a good relationship with them, they have an outpatient service. It's really just it should be an expectation of care for women going home that they get a home visit or support.
Katie Leffel of Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice, we need to go to a brief break here on the Dave Graham Show on WDEV. I want to ask you when we come back a little bit about some of the social barriers. You know, you see all these stories all the time about women having problems on airplanes and so on.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then there's the workplace. We got to talk about the workplace as well. So we'll do that after the break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, folks.
Okay.
New in-stock 2018 HD units only. Must finance full amount with dealer while supplies last. Not compatible with other offers. Expires 9/3/19.
John Losciavo from St. J. Jeep Ram.
We sell Ram trucks. Typically, I'd give you one good reason why you need to check us out. But how about 20? Take 20% off Ram HD trucks. 20% off all of them. And we got a bunch. Diesels, gas, crew cabs, dualies. All are 20% off. We sell Ram trucks. And nobody beats a St. J. Ram deal.
Once upon a time, there's a girl who lived with her family in a beautiful house, and one day, she had to leave.
Wait, that doesn't sound right.
This is Bren at Brookfield Service, your Kohler generator dealer in Northfield. We're helping more and more Vermonters stay in their homes as they get older. With a Kohler generator, it's possible. By ensuring power, you or your loved ones can be safe and happy in their own homes. At Brookfield Service, we make this happen. We're Vermont's platinum dealer for Kohler generators, which means you'll get the highest level of service and value possible. Are you ready for some peace of mind? No money down and 0% financing. What are you waiting for? Call today.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who lived with her family in a beautiful house, and she stayed there happily ever after.
Call us about Kohler generators here at Brookfield Service in Northfield, 1-866-POWER-97, or online at brookfieldservice.com.
At Waitsfield and Champlain Valley Telecom, we realize that these days, every major service provider relies on the same technology. What makes us different is how our people deal with the customers that rely on that technology. Here's Lee Cheney, Central Office Manager.
When customers call in, we listen, we hear them, and we do the best to meet their needs, and they don't call into deaf ears. You know, we jump on it. We go right out and meet with the customers. We're a local company. They're not talking to anybody down in Boston or New York. They're talking to somebody right here in Waitsfield. And that home feeling and that local feeling is important to people. We don't just work to solve our needs for the community. We work with the community to give them back some of the things that they need. And we enjoy doing that. We're local. Come on in. We'll talk to you. And we'll figure it out.
At Waitsfield and Champlain Valley Telecom, we know that the way to be your telecom is to perform world-class customer service. For over a century, that's a challenge we've welcomed every single day.
Hi, this is Peter Brook. Join me and Joel Nashman in the garden Saturdays at 12:30. What's new in your garden? What's new in my garden? And I'd like to hear from you. Your phone calls make the show.
Sponsored by
P&R Lumber, locally milled lumber, family-owned, Route 15 Wolcott. V's Flower and Garden Shop, Main Street, Waitsfield.
So I look forward to hearing from you Saturdays at 12:30 in the garden on WDEV.
Now back to the Dave Graham Show on WDEV, FM, and AM.
I once heard the comedian George Carlin riffing on the standard allegation that marijuana leads people to harder drugs, and I remember one great line in that little presentation he was putting on was, mother's milk leads to everything, and mother's milk leads to a good healthy life when kids get breastfeeding as a young baby from their moms, and Katie Leffel's my guest, Central Vermont Home Health and Service, maternal child health director, and Katie, I just wanted to get back briefly to the point you made earlier about moms passing on and their immunosuppressive. I'm not sure exactly what the biology here, but also this idea that there are just these benefits to breastfeeding that might not come first to mind or whatever. And it really is an amazing thing how we've evolved to have those advantages.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a science, and they're really learning a lot more about the components of breast milk every day. There's new material coming out about how amazing it is. It's an amazing living organism that we're passing on to our children, and it's really important around. Like I said, the immune system is something that's really a huge piece of breast milk, and it's carefully formulated to exactly what a child's gut needs. So it also has the probiotic and positive bacteria that populates the baby's gut and helps with later digestion. There is also, you know, the kind of iron that is very absorbable for infants' guts that helps them absorb the iron better. There's a whole wealth of benefits to breastfeeding that formula comes close to. I mean, they really obviously have worked very hard to make formula come close to, but there are some pieces of it that they just can't mimic, which is why I always say, at least once, just try it in the hospital. You've got the support there. You've got all those nurses and the lactation consultants there at the hospital. Like, give it a try, because even that one try is important for the baby and for the mom. Really encouraging, keeping an open mind about trying. And I think the numbers in Vermont show that we really have done a good job of helping moms try, at least for that first time. It's just really those first few weeks out that unfortunately the numbers drop precipitously after that. So it's just, yeah. And there is benefits to breastfeeding into the first and second year as well. So
yeah, well, I did want to talk about that, because we've kind of covered the trip home from the hospital those first few days when a lot of women struggle with this, and the idea that a little bit of lactation support then can be crucial, let's roll the calendar forward a little bit here though for the new mom and find out, okay, it's 3 months, she's heading back to work. By the standards of some countries, that's still pretty early to head back to work, but we can have a Dave Graham show on that at some other juncture.
I think you should, Dave, because it's a real travesty, because many women don't even get to wait to the 3 month mark. I work with many women that have to go back at 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and it's very, very difficult to leave your newborn baby at home and have to return to work.
Now,
whether you're breastfeeding or not.
Yeah, are there laws protecting women, against employers who might take a dim view of breastfeeding, or might be saying, you know, I need you at your desk all day, every day, and don't you dare get up and go to the restroom and pump, or don't you dare, you know, go to.
Yeah.
I mean, how are we doing on that? Some employers have nurseries right in their premises, right?
So we've made great strides, and there are federal and state protections for breastfeeding and pumping in the workplace. Debbie Sanguinetti at the Department of Health keeps a list of breastfeeding-friendly employers that she has reached out to, and she supports by going to the workplace and talking it through with them if they have questions. So if you're a business owner and you're like, how is this going to work? What am I required to do? You can actually reach out to the Department of Health and get some support that way. And so can mothers. So if they're encountering some kind of situation in which they feel like their employer is not following the federal state regulations, they can actually reach out to Debbie at the Department of Health as well. And so I think that's another area that we have made huge improvements on, with allowances for pumping in the workplace. It is protected. They are required to provide a clean place for women to pump that is not a bathroom. Just to emphasize that, bathrooms are not adequate places to pump. So that is a requirement. There are some exceptions for the size of the business and a few different kinds of businesses. So, and I'm not an expert on that area. But for the most part, a majority of businesses are required to provide a place and time for a woman to pump. However, that said, no matter how generous the employer is, it's difficult. I mean, you need a lot of support. You need some time. And it's hard for every single break that you take and your lunch break to be taken up with pumping. But it's doable. And I know many women that do it. I did it myself. And it is important, again, to keep that breastfeeding going into the through that first year, especially. Major benefits for the child and the mother to do that extended breastfeeding. So if you ever have questions, reaching out to the Department of Health in Barrie and asking them what your protections are, there are quite a few.
All right. Well, Katie Leffel, I'm afraid that's about all the time we have this morning, but I really appreciate you coming on the program. This is an important topic, and I'm glad to talk about it with you.